Hello, this is Prayer Sharer's Prayer Diary for Thursday the 14th of December 2017. Today's Bible reading is from John 15 verses 5 to 8. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burnt. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Advent. It is good to hear the name of Jesus Christ from many carols in shops and malls at this time of year. We pray that the Holy Spirit will be present in the lives of people as Christmas approaches and they understand that Christ is the gift of grace for them.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your gift of Jesus Christ as our Saviour, the plan you always had to save us from our sins. As the party atmosphere of Christmas increases, we pray for individuals who see this time of year in different ways. For children with the excitement of Santa coming with gifts. For parents, many working with busy lives trying to have everything organised. For older people who struggle to get about in bad weather and with winter ailments. For widows and widowers who have a hole in their lives which seems bigger at Christmas. Father, we pray that you will surround each of us with your loving kindness as we express ourselves about the birth of Jesus in many different ways. May each one of us know that the presence of Christ within us is so much more important than any physical thing that man has created. Lord, we thank you again for the freedom in Britain to say and show that Jesus is our Lord and Saviour. As the bells ring out from local churches, telling the good news of redemption and everlasting life. Through Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The UK. If there is one certainty currently in the UK, it is political uncertainty. Our government is under pressure from within its own party, from the opposition and the press, and from our friends in Europe. Political uncertainty is never helpful to any country, and we pray for our leaders as they consider and make difficult decisions for our future.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the peace that exists within our country and for the United Kingdom, and pray that this continues. We pray especially for our politicians at this time as they continue to negotiate an exit from the European Union. We pray for them that they may find paths where there seem to be none, compromises which benefit us all, and sustaining our economic health, which is good for everyone. Father, we pray that they will seek godly solutions and ethical and moral solutions to the problems ahead. Lord, we pray that this country will remain strong in its economy and that stability will return to government. Above all, we pray that the country will profess a strong faith in Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation. Amen.
Israel. Since President Trump recognised Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, the extreme factions of their enemies have used that as an excuse to launch attacks, including firing rockets from Gaza. We pray for Israel and Jerusalem.
Heavenly Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they shall prosper, that love thee. Peace be within Jerusalem's walls, and prosperity within its palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that you'll have a blessed Christmas. Goodbye.